Welcome to the first podcast of the European CRO Federation. The topic today is risk-based and remote monitoring in clinical trials. And with me today are two CRO industry experts with years of experience in clinical trials. The podcast will be presented by Ana Stojković and Goran Vesel. Ana Stojković is the country manager leading clinical operation teams in Croatia and Slovenia for Optima Farm. Ana has almost 18 years of experience in the field of clinical trials with companies such as GSK and Optima Farm, including clinical trials, quality and trainings. Ana's background is she is a doctor of dental medicine. She has a master's degree in periodontology, infectology and an integrative psychotherapist. Ana has both pharma and CRO expertise, including experience with FDA inspections, CRA and GCP trainings, including both the creation and the conduct of those trainings. Goran Vesov is the Quality Assurance and Training Director for Optima Farm. Goran has more than 20 years of experience in clinical trials, of which 19 years have been in quality and training for clinical trials. Goran's background, he is a medical doctor. He's a specialist in pediatrics. He also has a master's degree in pediatric endocrinology and genetics. So, okay, let's begin. Without further ado, Goran, I have a question. If you could tell us, what is risk-based approach and what is risk-based monitoring?
Well, risk-based approach to clinical trials, Miki, includes three components. The first is quality risk management. And that is the process of upfront assessment of risks specific to a study design. Then there's the quality by design process, which means building quality into the design and operation, enabling more efficient and effective monitoring and data verification systems. And finally, the third pillar of risk-based approach is planning resources to address the most important issues and priorities in clinical trials. This means making risks predictable or identifiable, and that contributes to the supporting of well-being and of subjects, of course, and the quality of data produced in these trials. The risk-based approach to clinical trials also encourages discussion between the sponsors and the regulators. And in the latest edition of ICA-GCP E6, the edition R2, there is a requirement, actually, that the sponsor should develop a systematic, prioritized risk-based approach to monitoring clinical trials. Based on a risk-based approach, risk-based monitoring consists of several different parts. The first part is quality planning, where specific risks for the study are assessed and plans for management of these risks are created. Then the second is defining a study-specific monitoring plan, which will include an appropriate mix of central, remote, and on-site monitoring activities to address the risks defined in the quality planning stage. And finally, it includes central review of data that modifies execution of monitoring activities and triggers interventions at site level. So that would be an overview of risk-based approach and risk-based monitoring.
Thank you very much, Goran. Ana, could you tell us a little bit about what has led to the adoption of a risk-based approach in clinical trials?
Thank you for the question, Milena. Since ICA-GCP E6R1 was published in 1996, there have been substantial evolution of clinical trials in terms of scale, complexity, and cost. What is another crucial change is that almost all data in clinical trials are becoming digitalized, and therefore new opportunities for data processing appeared. Next version, new version of ICA-GCP, as Goran already mentioned, is addressing this change. There is now an increasing need for emphasizing critical versus less important aspects and efficiency focused on relevant activities. There are many new opportunities, new tools in the fields of technology and risk management. Some studies are showing that full SDV is not efficient in finding clinical trials conduct irregularities so much. So statements that SDV leads to better quality and that SDV, source data verification, is required to comply with regulations or myths, While on-site monitoring inappropriately focuses on the completion of source data verifying at the expenses of other vitally important on-site monitoring tasks.
Thank you very much, Anna. Goran, I have a question. How is risk-based approach changing in clinical trials?
Well, you know, rather than putting only source data verification in the focus as it was before, a risk-based approach is a holistic approach. It emphasizes the important aspects in the management of clinical trials. It's been shown to improve data quality as well. The FDA has published that they've seen a great correlation between issues identified by risk-based monitoring plans and problems often flagged in new drug applications. It's also related to reduction of costs. An average of 20% has been reported, as well as increase in efficiency and speed.
I see. Well, what would you say, which type of clinical trials are not appropriate for the risk-based monitoring?
Well, you know, despite many years of regulators' encouragement to adopt risk-based monitoring in trials, the industry has still concerns about compliance and is quite conservative to implementation of risk-based monitoring. And the question whether RBM is appropriate for small and complex studies still remains. So we still are not quite sure whether very small or very complex studies are appropriate for implementation of a risk-based monitoring in them.
Exactly. Well, probably going back to the basics of it, Anna, could you tell us what is actually remote monitoring?
Thank you. This is quite an interesting question. Basically, any remote conduct of monitoring activities, but is remote monitoring. But I think we have two different groups of remote monitoring that are worth mentioning. First group is offsite monitoring. This is monitoring performed by CRA, and it can comprise of telephone contacts with sites, EDC review, any systems review, laboratory basis review, IVRS, and so on. It's basically any monitoring activity that CRA can perform from office. In addition, we have centralized monitoring, which is also remote activity, but it refers to evaluation of accumulating data. So here we have all data collected from all centers on a study level. And it's usually performed by the central team, data managers, biostatisticians, and may use a number of software programs particularly developed for the purpose, which can point to the sites with high risk. Then we can trigger on-site visits on these recognized risk sites.
I see. So when would you say it is not possible to do remote monitoring?
Well, some aspects of the remote monitoring, I believe, can always be applied. However, remote source data verification is allowed only exceptionally, which we can see now during the COVID-19 pandemic. Source data verification is allowed only in line with the local regulations, which are different depending on the country. Therefore, to complete site monitoring, there will still be need for on-site visits. Also, when the study is using CRF in a paper format, data are not immediately digitalized and therefore not available for review.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that risk-based approach allows the source data verification to be stopped? And would that reduce the on-site monitoring?
Risk-based approach will not stop source data verification, but it will make better use of CRA time. On-site monitoring may be reduced at some sites, however, risky sites will need to have SDV increased. The main point is to tailor specific needs and approaches to different risks.
I see. Thank you, Anna. Goran, I have a question. How does risk-based monitoring impact the study site, the quality assurance, as well as data management performed by the CRAs?
Well, in many ways, and not only the study site, quality assurance, data management, and so on. There are many parties participating in clinical trials are impacted by risk-based monitoring. For example, It improves the efficiency of the CRAs because they can now concentrate on the sites that need help and allow competent sites to proceed without. Risk-based monitoring also promotes a decrease in reiteration and fosters collaboration and the enhancement of coordination between sites and data managers. It relies on the trust that the mix of information streams promotes associations to improve on educated decisions resulting from trial data. In risk-based approach, data management is involved in centralized monitoring as well.
Thank you. What about how much cheaper could clinical trials be with implementing the risk-based approach, comparing that to traditional clinical trials?
Well, you know, based in information published in an article in the Therapeutic Innovation and Regulatory Science Journal back in 2015, an on-demand or query-driven source data verification model implemented in clinical trial monitoring could result in cost savings between 3 and 14% for smaller studies and between 25 and 35% or more for large studies. So especially for large studies, it is important and it has a huge impact on the cost of these studies.
Wow, that's really quite a difference in savings. Thank you, Goran. Anna, I have a question regarding what are the challenges in the implementation of the risk-based approach in monitoring?
Since multi-department approach is needed in CRO and pharma companies, one of the challenges is communication and organization. Appointing a responsible group for the coordination and change management can be beneficial. Rationale and changes to be implemented during the process should be clearly communicated to different groups, such as clinical operations, project management, data management, medical writing, and quality assurance department as well. Relevant external vendors should be included in the process. Defining clear responsibilities can help avoiding misunderstanding in the process.
Well, thank you very much, Anna. Thank you very much, Goran. This is the end of today's podcast on risk-based and remote monitoring. We hope that you've enjoyed listening and that you've found the information interesting and available, and we hope to talk to you again very soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.